Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're getting closer to the number one holiday in all the Irish calendar, St. Patrick's Day, and we've got something old and something new. Versions of older songs and versions of newer songs, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Seven yellow gypsies all in a gang, and was none of them lame or lazy, oh. Sure, the fairest one is among them all, she is going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all Lord Cash's money, oh. Oh, saddle for me, me pretty white steed, saddle him up so bonny, oh. So that I may go and find me young wedded wife, now she's gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, she rode west, but he rode best, until he came to Stradbally. Well, who should he find but his own wedded wife, she has gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all of Cash's money, oh. What will you do with your house and your land? What will you do with your money, oh? Oh, what will you do with your two fine babes? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what will you do with your fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh? Oh, what will you do with your own wedded lord? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for me money, oh? And what do I care for me two fine babes? Now I'm going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, last night I lay on a fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh. But tonight I lay on a cold barn floor with seven yellow gypsies to annoy me, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I'd rather get a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips than you and all your money, oh.
Strong, so come, Leo. How could you leave it? The only way to learn. Oh, but a raggle-taggle gypsy. loose in the land. How could you leave your money home? How could you leave your only wedded lord? All that I rent out of Tipsy Hole. Well, I want to get right from my house and my land. What care I for my money, oh? I'd rather have a kiss than the yellow gypsy's lips on my way with a raggle tangle gypsy, oh.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and we are doing a double dose this entire hour on Celtic Cafe. And we're featuring the old and the new, songs that may have been in your father or your grandfather or maybe your great-grandfather's Victrola, and pairing them up with newer versions. And we opened up there with Seven Yellow Gypsies, old folk, Irish folk song. Dolores Keane there on that first version, and then, of course, the Waterboys there. Mike Scott and the Waterboys with Raggle Taggle Gypsy. That was actually version two of Raggle Taggle Gypsies from their Room to Roam CD album, 1990. Well, next we're digging way back into the archives to Mr. Bing Crosby. That's an Irish lullaby, or you may know it better as Tour Allure Allura.
Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo-ra-la, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo-ra-la, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo. An Irish lullaby. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra,
Just like in a wedding, we've got something old and something new this session on Celtic Cafe. And we're matching old versions and new versions of songs. And that was, starting us off, Bing Crosby, Turralura Lura, that's an Irish lullaby. And then the band from their last Waltz album in 1976 with Turralura Lura, that's an Irish lullaby, of course. Levon Helm on lead vocals, along with George Ivan Morrison, you know him better as Van Morrison there, with a updated version of the same song as we have stated. Next, we go to the father of the Big Mouth. Well, the Big Mouth was a talk show guy during the 90s. His name was Morton Downey Jr., but his father was a famous tenor back in the day, 30s and 40s. And he's going to sing My Wild Irish Rose.
If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. Sure, 'twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've had no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. In a field by a river, my love and I did lie. And on my naked shoulder, she too proud to cry. She said that I must leave her, and I see she froze. How could I melt the heart of a wild Irish rose? Well, a gypsy she has made of me, a servant of the street. From bed to bed the taste of love as sweet. Well, the heart it knows no reasons, and reason never knows. As I lay with them I'm thinking, I'm a wild Irish rose. Well, I saw the city of angels, it brought a devil out of me. In Hell's Hotel on Sunset, showed a whore no mercy. The orange sky was screaming from the roof. Dizzy heights
that brought me my wild Irish rose. She laid on my grave. A life is what she wanted, and a life I surely gave. Like a 100 men before me, they lay lying here in rows. Young men, bloody is a wild Irish rose.
Bono and the Edge there with Wild Irish Rose, paired up with My Wild Irish Rose by Martin Downey. Well, next we take a trip back to World War One, one of the most famous songs from that era. It's A Long Way to Tipperary. And to start us off here, we have John McCormick with, of course, the old version.
Up to mighty London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay. Singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square, till Paddy got excited, then he shouted to them there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Irish Molly, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling Molly, dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way. It's a long way to Tipperary.
yet another double dose there, old and new. It's a long way to Tipperary. John McCormick and then Brush Shields. We've got more old and new coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all of the roses falling. 'Tis you, 'tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be Danny boy, oh Danny boy, we love you so. And when ye come and all of the flowers are dying, and I am dead, come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall shall abandon, tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come.
I've been there in sunshine. or dying. If I am dead, as dead I well may be, you will come and find the place I'm lying. Kneel and say that all be there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me. And on my grave the warmer, sweeter deep. Will shall burn and tell me that you love me. I will sleep in peace until you come to me. I will sleep in peace until you.
Yes, indeed, and yet another old and new there with the number one Irish song of all time. Danny Boy, the original version there with John McDermott sounding like John McCormick, and then the Sally Max with Danny Boy, a real updated version. I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that I have a gig coming up in Connecticut on March 15th at the Knights of Columbus in Newington after the Hartford Parade. For more information, check out my website, irishdj.com. That's irishdj.com. Moving on, we now have John McCormick with a beauty pageant that happens in Tralee. And she is, of course, the Rose of Tralee.
Pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the rose. Sally, though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me.
Falling, and the tourists have all gone, and the children, they have all gone back to school, and my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day, but the company's still making all the rules. But there's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said, and her lovely face is with me all the day. Sure, I met her down in Old Tralee, golden hair upon her head, and I took her heart and she stole mine away.
Goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you I'll pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. Wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes.
There's a song we sang all summer in the bars of Dublin town. I can hear it on the factory radio, and the feelings I remember when I hear that simple tune make me wonder if it really happened so. For we laughed and loved together till the summer days were gone, and she had to fly across the ocean wide. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, until we meet again, and I keep the fire burning deep inside.
Goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you I pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes.
And some nights when I'm drinking and my friends have gathered round, well, just for fun, someone brings up your name. Well, I smile there with the rest of them, but I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. And nights when I'm alone, my love, you come into my mind, and visions flash upon that inward eye. Well, I watch the moon there up above, then I leave this earth behind, and I call to you as I go sailing by.
Goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you, no threat to you I'll pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. I wish that you were here.
So farewell, my Boston Rose.
Double Doses all this hour on Celtic Cafe, and that is a song about the Rosa Charlie Festival in Tralee County, Kerry. We heard John McCormick with the Rosa Charlie, the traditional version, and then we heard Liam Riley's version, not the Rosa Charlie, about the Rosa Charlie, but she is indeed from Boston, and she is the Boston Rose with the Wolf Tones there, Tommy Byrne on lead vocal. Well, next we move back to Bing Crosby and a song he recorded called The Isle of Innisfree. And of course, if you're of a certain age, you might remember back in 1952 that John Ford released a movie called The Quiet Man, and it was based on a place called Innisfree, which was in the music of that particular movie. So here's Bing Crosby, and then we're going to finish up here with something called Isle of Innisfree, but this time by Dance to Tipperary for our final double dose.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Shlán Lot.